Test Tammuz, Friday the 26th of June, got by Leibish Heller, Parah Adumot.
The Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Zuchus Talmud Torah says that Agodis Hashas, the Agaditis, right? Those Gemaras that we skip in Yeshiva, he says, Roiv Soidis HaTorah Tumunim Bohem. Roiv of the Soidis HaTorah are hidden somehow in these Chazalim that seem to be strange and we don't know how to make heads and tails out of them. The Medrash says, If you want to know the one who brought the world into existence, you want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asik ba'agoda. You should learn Agoda, Agadita. Tzemach Tzedek says somewhere that Agoda is Miloshin Agudo, it's Ma'agid, it connects a Yid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Problem is, we don't have a Messiah or a Kabbalah, we don't know how to interpret Agaditas. We don't know the depth of the Agadah. Sometimes we have Sforim that help us. Ben Ish Chai has a Sefer that explains many Agadas Chazal al Pisoid. Not so much the Soid. And Yaakov, yeah, Yaakov is, doesn't, there's no Hesber in what the Soid that's leaked in the Agadah. But in this week's Parsha Rabbi Isai, the Malbim has a Goinish Shtikul in which he dissects a Medrash. A medrash which on the face of it, we wouldn't know what to make of it. And the Malbim takes it apart piece by piece. I don't believe that we're going to manage to cover all of it, but I'd like to go through with you today this Malbim. So I'm not being moist of anything of myself. Maybe in the end, I'll give a small horror, but we're going through a Malbim, we're going to learn a Malbim together. So the Malbim quotes a medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says like this, B'sho sha'olo Moshe l'amorim, Mitzoy la'kodish baruch hu, Oisek beparshas Parah. Moshe met, he saw Mitzoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Oisek beparshas Parah. Ve'omer, and this is what he's saying, Eliezer b'ni Omer, Eporah bashtayim, Eglo bashnoso. Eliezer b'ni says, b'nigud to the Shitas Chachamim that say that a Parah only begins at the age of 3, Eliezer is choylik, and he says that already at the age of 2, it's no longer an Eglo, an agola, and it becomes a parah, and it has a dim parah, and it can be used for the purposes of parah aduma. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Amar lohi, amar lefano. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, Ha'elyonim v'atachtonim birshuscha. The Elyonim and the Tachtonim are all at your disposal, they're all your creations. V'ato imar halacha b'shem basa v'dam, and you're saying halacha in the name of a basa v'dam. Or in another girsa, another nusach, you're saying Allah b'shem Yachid, b'shem Rebbe Lezer. Omar lohi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him. Osid tzadik echod lamoid be'olami. There's going to be one tzadik who will emerge in my olam. Va'osid liftoyach b'parshas parah tchilo. And he will be peseach b'parshas parah tchilo. Namely, this is this Rebbe Lezer who will say that Aporah is Bas Shnasayim. Omar Lefono, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, he said, Yehi Rotzein Sheyetze Mechalotzai, let it be your will that this Eliezer should be from amongst my descendants. Omar Lei Chayecho Shu Mechalotzecho. Yes, make a Shavua that he's going to be from your descendants. Hado Dechsiv V'Shem Echad Eliezer. This is what the Pasuk says, that one of Moshe Rabbeinu's sons was named Eliezer. So, versteht sich that we don't understand what's going on over here. What was asked? What was answered? This is not the same Eliezer that's a descendant. Sir Eliezer the Tana. And what does it mean? Osi tzadik echad lama. If the question was that Oyenim v'tachtoinim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be quoting a Bosa V'dam, so what's the teretz? Osi tzadik echad lama. Zok the Malbim, that Basher inyin shal poro v'chukim v'apliyos hanimtsois v'mitzah zu heim oimdim b'roim oylam. Like Shlomo HaMelech says, Amarti ech kemo v'yirchoikam yimenu. So therefore, there are things that are tamun in this medrash that tell us yisoides about the whole bria. Yeah. And yes, but what was the point over here? What is the point? Halacha shapara bashtayim. And what does it mean? Asik tzadik echad lamed ba'ilami v'asik liftoyach pashas para. First of all, this tzadik Rabbi Elezer is not only going to be dashing pashas para. He's going to be saying many things in many mishnayos. In fact, this Rabbi Elezer is quoted in the first mishnah in Brachos. Halei Rabbi Elezer asik liftoyach b'mishnah rishoyne shebishisha sidei mishnah. Me'imas ha'karin ad seif ha'shmora rishoyne divrei Rabbi Elezer. And what's the shaykhis to the pasuk that Eliezer ben Moshe? Therefore, he says, "Mizera inu kirazal dibru b'zeh b'moshul v'chida tapuchei zov mashkiyah is kesef leman novin moshul u'melitza dibrei chachame v'chidoisam." There, Chazal hid many very great depths in this medrash, and he quotes. He begins by quoting an akeda who tells us the following. The akeda says the following, Rabbi Yisai, in explaining the idea of tumah. In explaining the idea of Tumah, the Akedah explains that Tumah is where something very great and very lofty goes to waste. And it dissipates. And it is no longer. When something great and something holy comes to an end, it is replaced by a spirit of impurity, by Tumah. And he says the following. A Yid has a neshama. The neshama is a kedusha. The neshama is a chelik elakami mal, and the neshama is a nitzchi. The neshama doesn't go to waste. The neshama doesn't go to waste, and after me'avetzin, the neshama continues to exist on a higher plane. But Yid also has a guf, and the guf is not only the physical chaymer, the body. The guf also has what he calls over here a ruach hayulis, which means it has a gufnistige perspective, a gufnistige experience, a gufnistige consciousness. It's a ruach, which is not a chelek eleka, and it operates the guf, in a sense, no different to the way an animal has a spirit or a psyche that operates it. And he says, this ruach is nifsot. When the guf goes, it goes. And in its place comes a spirit of tumah. And that's why the contact with the Lo'elenu, with the dead body, brings about Tumah, Negiyah, and Bo'el, and so on. He says though, the Malacha and the Avoida of a Yid in this world is to utilize this Ruach to such a degree and to such an extent that it is elevated from the Guf. And it is not part of the Guf. It doesn't identify with the Guf. It detaches from the Guf and it attaches itself to the Nefesh, Helikis, the higher nefesh, and then it is not nifsod, then it is oila lamaila, and then it's a pchina of a tzaddik, which is no tumah by a tzaddik. He uses the term, it's a quote from the Akedah, I believe. I didn't see the Akedah inside, but I'm reading the Malbim who quotes the Akedah, and he calls it alchemy. What does alchemy mean? What? Alchemy means that you can transform something from a lower thing into a higher thing, and he says this is the avoid of it. So the energy that you have, the default energy, the fact that you're able to run, that you're able to talk, that you're able to think, these are not necessarily kedusha, but when they're utilized for kedusha, every investment of these koiches into kedusha moves them on to the higher level in which they become nitzchim, and they become nitzchim, then they're not nifsot, and if they're not nifsot, then there's no tumah, because tumas meis is because of the hepsid of this ruach. Now the question is this, is it shaykh that a person should do so 100%? 100% without leaving anything behind, any residue, there should be no tumor whatsoever. Zog de Malbim, over here he has about 5 or 6 pages, he says, B'mokem acher herachti. I have an old print, I don't know where the reference is to Mokem acher. But the Malbim says, this is a machloikis in Chazal. It's a machloikis in Chazal whether or not this is achievable. To what degree a person can be an alchemist which has 100% success rate and there's no investment in the goof. A person is totally removed from the goof. He operates, he works within this world, but every movement, every thought, every speech, every interaction with this world is done from a perspective of a neshama. There's no identification with Olam Hazeh. He's not invested in Olam Hazeh. He says, no less, this is a machlekes, Beishamai u'beisilu. Beishamai u'beisilu. Says Chazal, tell us, the Gemara says that Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, I'm sorry, whenever you would see a behemah no, or you would see something nice in the shop, the Gemara and Beis to Zion, he would say, Zula Shabbos! Zula Shabbos! It's for Shabbos! When he found a nicer one, he would get rid of the old one and say, Zula Shabbos! So from Sunday to Friday, everything was Zula Shabbos. Beis Hillel didn't say like that. Beis Hillel would say, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, and he would say, this is for Sunday, this is for Monday, this is for Tuesday. And when it came time for Shabbos, he would select one for Shabbos. Zok demal was pshat nis machlokes. Shabbos is kuli la Hashem. Shabbos is kuli la Hashem. Yimei achoil is a time that the person is invested in himself. Sheshus yom in tavit. Shabbos is la Hashem. Shabbos la Hashem alikecho. Beis Shammai's life from Sunday to Shabbos, Sunday to Friday, was focused only on Shabbos. There was no Sunday, there was no Monday, there was no Tuesday, it was only Shabbos. And Beis Hillel said that post Chet Eitz Hadas, it's not possible to be entirely Kulei Shabbos. Sunday exists. Sunday has its place as well. Zok the Malbim, there's another machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel machlekes in Maseches Sukkah. Misho haya roishei v'rubi besukkah v'shulchonei b'toich habayis. Roishei v'rubi besukkah v'shulchonei b'toich habayis. What's the halacha? Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai poislin. U'Beis Hillel machshirin. Zok the Malbim is the same machlekes l'shitosli. A sukkah represents going away from your diras kva. The primary dira of a person is his goof. The neshama is a guest in the goof. So you can be invested in this and make a kviyas out of this and say, this is who I am, this is where I belong. Or you can leave it and enter a sukkah and say, I'm surrounded by mitzvahs and by kedusha. I'm sitting under the schach. Beis Hillel is also moide that a person is supposed to go out of the bayis and move towards the sukkah. Avada. But the shulchanoi, the technical parts of life, person has to provide for his family, a person has to do things in order to make it through the week. The shulchanoi, could that remain betoy chabayis and a yid will still be kosher? Zok Beis Shammai, no. The shulchanoi also has to be betoy chasukah. The shulchanoi also has to be betoy chasukah. Beis Hillel says, person is reishi berubai. Basukah, Shulchan betoy chabayis is kosher. Another machloikis in Erev and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Gemara says, Shnasayim u'mechtza de wachoylik, whether noyach leil adam shenivro, or noyach leil adam shaloi nivro mi shenivro. Beis Hillel says, noyach leil adam shenivro. Shenivro taish de malbim, the nivro chelik shaboy. Are you entitled to have a noyach loy from the nivra aspect of life, or the focus has to be only on boyre, and there's no room for nivra whatsoever? Beis Hillel says there's an entitlement. There's room for a noyach in nivra as well. And Beis Shammai says loy nivra mishenivra. It has to be entirely loy nivra. The Malbim goes on to explain with tremendous elaboration and very, very beautifully a Gemara in Bava Basra about the Meisei Midbar, what they looked like and how they appeared, Hotaya, and if there's time, I'll go through that Gemara at the end, if there's time. Because it's very elaborate. And he explains, Dos is Meisei Midbar. Meisei Midbar are those few and far between who were Meisei Midbar. They went into the Midbar, not necessarily geographically. But they were Meimis Atzlam entirely. They went out of the Yeshuba Yishaloylo. And they were Meimis their goof to the degree that they had no identification. They didn't feel the goof at all. They lived a life of Neshama entirely. Zok de Malvim, this explains a Medrash Legabe Tzaras. The Gemara says like this. So Gemara talks about the Ptira of Rabbi Bar Nachmeini. I don't want to go through the whole story, and again, he explains every aspect of this story, but he says that Komiflagi b'mesifta d'rakia in Baheres kedemes l'seir lovon. We know if the Baheres comes first, and then there's a seir lovon that grows in the Baheres, tome in seir lovon kedem l'baheres. We know that tor. If there was already a seir lovon and the Baheres appears around it, then it's not a seir lovon that grew on a Baheres. The seir lovon came before the Baheres. Then that's clear that it's tor. Shaila is, what's the din by a suffix? What's the Be'er Sofik? You don't know. Suddenly there's a Be'er, this is a Be'er Lovon. You didn't follow the Se'er Lovon from when it first began to grow. You don't know whether it just emerged or whether it was here the whole time. It's a Sofik. Zok the Gemara, it's a Machloikis. A Machloikis between who and who? We can only quote the Gemara. Aber Zoi Zok the Gemara, it's a Machloikis between HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMesifta D'Rakia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYimer Tahir. V'kul HaMesifta D'Rakia Amri Tomei. This suffix, whether the Seir Lovon came before or after the Baheres, because Baruch Hu says Tohir, Kulam Sif to the Kiyah Seitom. Amri Man Noichach, we need a Machriya. We have a Machloikis, says the Gemara, we need a Machriya. Who's going to be the Machriya? Noichach Rabba Bar Nachmeini, when he was just passing away, he was present. The Omar Rabba Bar Nachmeini, he was Machriya, and he said the following, Ani Yochid bin Negoim, Ani Yochid bin Oihalis. When it comes to Negoim and Ahalis, nobody matches me. I'm the ultimate authority. Right? It reminds us of the story of Rabbi Abramsky in court. Not that there's a comparison. Yeah? He was on the road. They asked him, what's your authority? Who gives you? He said, I'm the biggest Talmud Chacham in this country. So the judge says to him, aren't you supposed to be a bit modest and humble? He says, listen, I'm on the road. You know, I have to say the truth over here. So he says, Rabbi Bar Nachmeini says, Ani Yochid bin Egoim, Ani Yochid bin Ahalis. And therefore he was Machriya, that it's Torah like a Kodesh Bor. Says the Malbim, what's going on over here? And he explains the following. He explains that Saras is an affliction of the goof. Saras is an affliction of the goof to remind the person that he's too invested in the matters of the goof. And for the vast majority of people, the Saras sends that message. The goof is suddenly evoked, right? The goof is aggravated, and a person realizes that he's too attached to the goof, and he has to focus on what's right. That's what the tzaras is. The first step of the tzaras is the first warning. If it spreads, or if it becomes a seir lovon, says the Malbim, the seir lovon shows that he aged, that it's gone worse. Seir lovon shows that it's matured. The Seir Lovon shows that the message of the goof wasn't received. It now became white. It became ozoke, and he became very comfortable and established in this Baheres state. So the Seir Lovon, or the expansion of the Baheres, is an indication that the person didn't receive the message. Then begins the process of tumah. Bamei Dvarim Amurim, Rabbi said that such a thing can work if someone associates with the goof. If someone has a connection to the goof. For someone who the goof matters, an affliction of the goof is a message. It's an indication that there's something wrong. But someone who doesn't live a life of goof, someone who lives a life that's entirely focused on nefesh, on the neshama, so how does the Baheres even affect him? He doesn't care for the goof. The pain of the goof is not something that is bothersome, or is not something that he's overly burdened by. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, some of whom it's a suffix whether it came before and after. Why is it a suffix? Because it's not something that affects him at all. Someone like that is tar. For him, the whole process doesn't begin. Mesifta d'Rakia said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about a darge that's before the chait. Before the chait, it was possible for someone to be removed from the goof. Mesifta d'Rakia, old like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Bar Nachmeini says, Ani Yochid bin Egoim v'Ahalis. Ani Yochid. For me, there's only the neshama. The goof is not a relevant aspect of my life. That's what Ani Yochid means. And therefore, I'm machriya, that it is possible. I'm not only machriya, I am a demonstration that there could be a situation where a person would have a Seir Lovon, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't know if he came before or if he came after, because neither the Baheres nor the Seir Lovon play any role in his life. It doesn't affect him. It has no relevance. This is the Pshat in the Gemara, and this is the Hakro. Let's come back to our original Medrash Rabbeis. Zot the Malbin. Kaddish Baruch Hu sees Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu sees a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he's Isaac in what? He's Isaac. He's saying Eliezer ben Yoimer, Hora bas Shtayim, Egla bas Shono. Zok the Malbim, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? What is Moshe interjecting? And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu responding? The Pora Aduma Rabbeisai represents taking the goof. Rav Tzvu is Bekoyach Shori, the Pora represents the goof. The Oidim of the Pora is a double representation of the indulgence and the pleasures of Elam Hazeh. That's what red represents. The Pora Aduma can be transformed where it becomes a Ruchni. It becomes smoke, and even the Afer that remains is no longer Metameh. Because it's a goof that's been elevated, it's a goof that's been metamorphosized, it's been transformed. The alchemy was successful. That's what Pora Aduma represents. And that's why it can bring Tara to a person. Pora Aduma therefore represents the Avodah of a Yid. Every Yid has their Pora, where the goof is dominant, that's the default position, where it's very Adam, it's very red. And over the process of our lives, we have to reduce that. And we have to minimize that. And we have to detach from that. And we have to invest ourselves less in those things that would naturally grab hold of us and not let us be free. The admumius, the parayus of a person has to be transformed into something that's metayer. This is the avodah of Pora Aduma. The machlekes of whether or not the Pora Aduma should be bas sholish or bas shtayim, this is the machlekes beis Shammai ubeis Hillel. This is the machlekes beis Shammai ubeis Hillel. Whether or not you can have Shulchan B'Toy Chabayis, whether Sunday to Friday also have to be Shabbos, or Sunday to Friday can be a Hachana for Shabbos. Whether a person is capable and expected, therefore expected, to have a full, absolute, no detachment to goof whatsoever, to be purely a Neshama, which is Shitas Beis Shammai, or no, after Chet Eitzadat, that's not a realistic expectation from a human being. This is the machlekes Rabbi Elezer and Chachamim, whether it has to be ben Shnasayim or ben Sholish. Brings the Malbim on Gemara in Bechiris, where the Gemara says, Gemara in Bechiris says that if a person buys the par b'sholish and yoldo, now he bought it from a goy. Now we don't know whether or not this has Kedushas Pchayr or not. Whether it belongs to the Kohen or it doesn't belong to the Kohen. Zakti Gemara, it for sure belongs to the Kohen because E'efsha Shatelet Koidim Sholish. E'efsha Shatelet Koidim Sholish. It's not possible for a Parah to be Moilit Koidim Sholish. It's impossible. Cannot happen. Therefore, a Parah Basholish represents a Parah that is invested in Olam Hazeh, was Moilid, right? He brings that when it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that Pidesh Min Ha'isha, Moshe Rabbeinu was a success of Beis Shammai standards. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pidesh Min Ha'isha. Min Ha'isha doesn't only mean Min Ha'isha. Min Ha'isha means the Chibur of Neshama and Guf is also like a Chibur of Ish Ve'isha. He was Pidesh Min Ha'isha means he was Pidesh Min Ha'guf. Moshe Rabbeinu spent multiple 40 days in Shamayim, all of which was an indication that he was entirely Nifrash Min Ha'isha, meaning Min Ha'guf. So a part of Bas Sholish, at what point do you begin the process of transforming it into Afer Parah, of transcending the goof entirely? Do you begin after Bas Sholish? There's a certain threshold where you are invested in Olam Hazeh and in the goof, and only then you begin this process of elevating into the Neshama, or do you begin straight away Bas Nasai? Do you have to begin Shabbos on Sunday, or do you begin Shabbos later in the week? To begin on Sunday means there's nothing in your life other than Shabbos. To begin the Pora Aduma process by a Bash Nasayim means that you're on the level of Peter Shmina Isha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chachamim say Bash Sholish. Of course the ultimate goal is to become a Pora Aduma. Of course the ultimate goal is to dominate the Neshama over the goof. But the goof has to be given its space to some degree before you engage in that. You start that after breakfast. You have your chavrusa. But to negate the goof entirely, to begin bash nosa even before the process where it's capable of being moilid, that's not realistic. Say the chacham. And Abelezer says bash nosayim shitas beis shammai. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says the Malbim. What was the Lashon that he used? He said, Ribbono shel Olam, ha'alyonim v'atachtonim b'rishuscha. You created Shemayim, you created Tachtonim, you created Aretz. Right? Magen Avraham said, Guf HaNeshama is a chibur of Elyonim v'tachtonim. You created a Neshama which is Elyonim, but you also created a Guf which is Tachtonim. V'at lo'imer halacha b'shem yochid. You're saying halacha in the name of someone who has no Guf. You expect a person to have a Yiddishkeit in which there is no engagement with the Guf whatsoever? Is this realistic? Do you really mean this? Or in the other years, so you're saying halacha b'shem basar v'dam? How does this work? You might say it's a basar v'dam and you're expecting something which is Elyonim only. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are tzaddikim who are exceptions to the rule, and they are capable of this. Tzaddik echod, osid lamid ba'i lamid, vath liftoech l'pashas para. And Moshe Rabbeinu hears that there's going to be an Eliezer, a Rabbi Eliezer, who's going to achieve this. So what does he say? Yirotzen sheyehei hu mechalotzai. Because my avoida, the avoida of Moshe, is also pirush min ha'isha. So he wanted that he should be on that level, that someone of this caliber of Rebbe Eliezer should be a hemshich of his avodah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right, chayecha shehu mechalotzecha. And this is what it says, v'shema echad Eliezer. Shema echad Eliezer, the one who represents this echad, that there's no duality, there's only one focus, only the neshama, that is Eliezer. And this refers to Rebbe Eliezer, the Tana, who beruchnius was a descendant of the avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi said, this is a medrash, which if you read a few pages in the Malbim and you see it's retzif those achim that are entirely things we wouldn't have seen in the medrash itself. Soidus atzeira that are hidden between the lines in the medrash. Those of you who are interested, we don't have time for it now. The Gemara in the Fayin Gimel and the Ein Dalar Medalef Bav Basin Amoiches Espino brings a maise with a hutayo that showed. Rabbi Baruch Brachona, he showed him in the midbar, the Mesei midbar. And he showed them how they were positioned. The Gemara says they looked like they were drunk. They appeared to be drunk. They appeared to be lying on their backs. They appeared to have their feet up. The Malbim goes through every prat of this Gemara. They're lying on their backs. Lying prat, that means that they were focused only upwards. They didn't look downwards. Mesei midbar, they were meimis atzmon ba midbar. Midbar doesn't have to be midbar. It doesn't mean that he saw them in the midbar. Midbar means that they went out of Eretz Yisheves. The Irk Tana here, Guf Shlem Amel Sadin Shirashirim, they escaped from that Irk Tana. The Shikoidim means Shikoidis Veloy Miyayim, they were shikir in their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he tried to remove the Tchetz. Each part of this Braisa, this Agadate, he explains according to this Yisoid, that there were Yoitzim Min HaKlal, who are Shittis Beishamai. And he says, La Osid Lovay, the Gemara says, that Allah is going to be like Beishamai. Why is that the case? Why is the Lach going to be like a Shammai? Pashas, because they're going to be the Roiv. But he says, nowadays we live in a matzav of Golos. We're not in the perfect world. We live in a world where we have to engage with Olam Hazeh because that's the way things are. But La'osid lovely, when es ruach atuma avir min ha'aretz, the goof won't have the hole that it currently has. It's going to be a yoyim shekulei Shabbos. It's not going to be kulei Shabbos. Everyone is going to say Shabbos. Sunday is going to be Shabbos naturally. You'll be on the dargis be'shamai. He brings from the Arizal. The Arizal says the reason why today the Allah is not like Beishamai is because of Beishamai's dargah and Torah was higher than what can be appreciated in Olam Hazeh. Beishamai spoke in higher Olam, as he says, Olam Atzilus and so on. But La'asid Lavi, when Esruach Hatuma Avir Min Haaretz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, when Venigla Kveid Hashem in Olam Hazeh in this world, then everybody's going to be elevated to this higher dargah of Mesei Midbar, and they're going to live in Olam Hazeh a life of Neshama in which the halacha will be like Beishamai. Everything is going to be Beishamai. Everything is going to be Shamas. And the shulchan is going to be betoy chasukah. Because everything is going to be mukaf with kedusha. There won't be a need to have shulchan and betoy chabais. And so on and so forth. Okay.